Nothing wrong with canned wine. It's a really good boxed wine, too. Just a thought. Rory knows all about that because he drinks all of his beverages in cans. and he joins us this morning. Right? Am I wrong?
Well, no. The idea of you sitting in coach actually is what threw me. But sure.
Well, that would be unusual. Yes. Hey, it sounds like science fiction, but Elon Musk is looking for volunteers who would be implemented with chips that would link them to computers. I'm raising my hand here, Rory.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Look, if you chip me and it gives you my vaccine status and my credit card stuff.
All right, the key to the office or the, you can walk through security.
Look, you don't need a key anymore. I don't have to go and swipe my card anymore.
Oh, that's true. All right.
You know, just let me walk in the door. Are you kidding me? It'll save a lot of time. I'm chip me now. Wow. I can go through a SunPass lane that way.
Yeah, airport security.
The government can continue to follow. They're following me anyway, right? The government knows exactly where I am right now. I got a phone in my hand.
Right. If the phone in your pocket or the chip implanted in your skull, what's the difference?
None.
Right. Well, so I'm these. With you. Yeah. So it's Elon Musk is developing this Neuralink company, and he's had some success. Now, they've already had these implanted in a monkey and in a pig. And there, if you go to YouTube, there's video of the monkey playing Pong just by looking at the TV screen. And he gets to eat and drink a smoothie along the way. So he's just sitting back playing video games and eating a banana smoothie. So pretty great? Good day for the monkey.
Yeah, well, see.
Well, I'll
join the monkey.
That's right. The positive spin on this is that Elon Musk says he wants these chips to go to people who have mobility issues like Parkinson's disease or paralysis. That way they can interact with a computer or a smartphone or a tablet, just using their mind. And that is what they say they want. But there are some medical ethics people saying, well, okay, that's nice, but there's no money in that business. So what are you really up to? And there are concerns that maybe this is, so you can drive your Tesla just by looking at it or something. And
You ever think that maybe he's made enough money in his life and he wants to do something for humankind?
No.
I mean, that is so cynical.
Well, we're supposed to be cynical.
It's almost as cynical as putting wine in cans.
In cans, right? God. Yeah. In coach. Yeah. Well, he's also, Google is also investing in this idea. So they see the long-term prospects. And Musk says, these chips, it's about the size of a big coin with some wires that extend from it. It would be implanted flush to your skull. It would be rechargeable, by the way. But they hope that one day perhaps it could be used to help people with addiction issues, quite literally rewiring the brain. And that could be some of the long-term prospects of this company.
Wow. No, I think. Look, I think. I think he's on to something, especially with people that are paralyzed. I mean, if they could operate things by just thinking about it. I mean,
right.
What a great advancement!
And imagine what it will do for teenagers' posture. They won't have to look down at their phones anymore.
Oh my gosh! How many times do I just stop so people can walk into me? I just stop.
Right.
And they walk into me and it's like, oh.
Oh, sorry. With your headphones.
Sorry, yeah. Well, forget about that. Hey, 626. Thanks, Rory. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day, and I'll see you.
Thanks, Jimmy.